Good morning. I'm Ted Williams, news director and host of Sonoma County's Talking. Always good to have you with us as we get to know people and organizations that make a real difference here in Sonoma County for us, for our children, for the future, really. And when you think about where kids are going and where they're learning what they're able to do with what's available to them in school, that makes a real difference for their future and, you know, in general, ours as well. So we want to think about how schools are budgeted and who makes the decisions about the schools. And so I've got an expert on that. This is the president of the California School Boards Association, Dr. Susan Heredia. And, Doctor, thanks for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be able to spend this time with you and those that are listening in this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time for us to talk about it because with Governor Newsom's new state budget that was just introduced this past week, and now we're looking at what's available, and organizations are pawing through it and clawing through it and trying to figure out how is this going to affect them. Tell us a little bit about the California School Board Association. What's your general purpose in helping out with the schools?
There are many reasons, but I think the most important reasons are to ensure that its members who serve in local school boards and also county of offices of education, and those are about around 1,000 school districts combined with county offices, you know, to ensure that they are the best prepared trustees to make important decisions. So, through professional development, through, webinars, such as webinars, workshops, and conferences. And to also provide the most up-to-date information on legislation that they will have to be aware of in order to make decisions about budgeting, about curriculum, about policy matters, since school board members, set the direction for policy and the direction for the district. So, there are numerous ways in which the SBA always is there to assist. It's whether it's new board membership, professional development for, presidents of school boards, helping districts with legal matters, helping school board members in general to be the very best that they can in their role of advocating for children across the state. And for making important decisions.
Yeah, that's a big description right there. That's huge. And I guess when you think about it, it's going to be the lives of children and trying to make the best decisions. It's going to be a lot of information, and you just know that this just creates a lot of discontent within a group of people that are on a school board. So the more clear the information can be, the better. I'm sure you're basically a referee a lot of times.
You can be, and I think that's another thing that CSDA does well is, through professional development, trustees not only learn how to work with one another as a team, because that's very important, because as you probably know, when you get 5 to 7 people coming from different walks of life serving on a board, there could be multiple, dispositions and perspectives on matters, and so it's part of our training to learn to work with one another. And then also, when you have, the public come before you and who disagree on a vote you take or disagree in the direction in which the district may be going, it's important to learn how to communicate and keep that communication going with the public in order to serve the kids and the public in the district. You don't want to lose sight. Whatever is happening in a community or in the state, you don't want to lose sight of the purpose, and the purpose is to serve the students in the best capacity that we can.
That's good, and I'm glad you brought that back around to that, because I don't want to dissuade someone from wanting to serve on a school board because they think, oh, it's just going to be a bunch of disagreements the whole time. It really has that get your arms around the whole thing and make it better in general for the school district, for the individual schools, for the students, for the parents. Now, as you're looking at state budgets, when it comes out, are you kind of on pins and needles waiting to see what's going to be available for you?
Oh, always. Yeah, this is my 21st year as a trustee, and I can't remember a time when we all didn't anxiously wait for the governor's budget to come out, and then in May, the May revise. It's always, in our thoughts throughout this time of the year, and hoping that the governor and the legislature understand the needs of schools and students, and also understand that needs vary from district to district across the state.
And when we're looking at a school year that had so much of an online presence to it, a hybrid presence to it, the need for hardware like computers and kind of a higher tech type of an environment than just a classroom, you must have seen a real shift in where you wanted to put the money.
Yes. And I think also, as trustees, we have these strategic plans for the district, and those plans are developed through input from stakeholders in the community, along with parents and students. And so, when the pandemic hit, it was all of a sudden, we had to shift our attention, and the money that we had budgeted for the initiatives attached to strategic planning now had to be, diverted to ensuring that every student had a computer, for example. The issue, I was very fortunate in my district here in Sacramento, Natomas Unified, that, we had the money to address needs that we hadn't anticipated.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that we talked about one bill that was coming out about SB 830 to fund schools based on student enrollment instead of average daily attendance. Those are the things that you consider quite a bit. What did you think of the impact of that when that was being written and introduced?
Well, Ted, I think at this point I'm remaining cautious on this legislation. First of all, I'm always very appreciative of people who bring legislation forward, on this topic, have the desire to. But right now, the way the bill is written, what we don't know is we don't know what the formula is that's being proposed for this bill. So the question becomes, does the bill propose that we get additional funds for funding, or does it will in the end say to us, trustees, we're just going to give you the same amount of money based on a new formula, and you're just going to have to educate your students with the same amount of money, even though some districts are growing. So that's what we don't know. So, but with, CSBA, we'll continue to follow this bill. And this bill, is a major focus of our legislative agenda. And we hope that those that are working on this bill will listen to our voices and those of others from school districts.
Yeah, it's a tough deal. It's absolutely a tough deal. I'm talking with Dr. Susan Heredia right now. She's the president of the California School Boards Association. I'm Ted Williams on Sonoma County's Talking. And Dr. Heredia, as we kind of look toward now with the current budget idea of what we can use and where it's going to be distributed, what happens, and just in a hypothetical kind of a thing, what happens when you come up really short? Where do you start the list of saying, okay, this has to go and get put on the shelf for a while?
Well, that is determined by each local educational agency or entity, school district or county office of education, because, we don't have that need will vary from district to district in California and probably across the nation also. I'm sure they do the same thing, but we just have to look at what are the needs of the district. And Ted, this is a very difficult thing for trustees to do. I have been through this before, around 2007 to 2008 when we had to cut back drastically. It's not easy. We had, boardrooms full of parents and community members coming to say, please save our program, save our program. It pulls at your heartstrings. And especially if you're a parent, because you understand, I made budget cuts, to the district, in which I serve, and that affected my own son in terms of, his transportation to athletic events, and so I mean it also hits home. But I think with school districts, to get back to your question here, is that, you know, they have to prioritize and look at what are the programs that are in place that we know have the greatest effect on student achievement or student well-being. And from then, you know, they probably try to save those programs. Unfortunately, what happens is that, you know, there are other programs then that have to be, you know, dismantled, and then there could be potential layoffs for employees because of cost, just, you know, the total cost. So they're hard. They are very hard decisions. They usually entail long meetings and lots of passionate, conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, kind of going back to who's on the school boards, what do you suggest for people who are considering being on a school board and have never really tried it before? What are you looking for in a good school board member?
Oh, thank you for asking this question, because I talk about this quite often. I would encourage anyone who has any interest to attend school board meetings. Ted, you'd be surprised how many people are elected who have never attended a meeting before.
Wow.
But I would strongly encourage them to attend meetings, get to know the trustees, have conversations with the trustees. You know, they can set up a meeting, find out more about their role and responsibility. Also to begin to understand the budget. Budgets are complicated initially until you get to know them. There's a lot of different different components of budget. Get to understand what are the strategic goals? What are the goals of the district? What, you know, what direction are they headed and why? Get to know about the student population. Who does the district serve, and what programs are in place that are there to, you know, promote educational excellence for the kids in there? And also get to know the community as much as you can through, you know, people who are involved in school board meetings. A lot of local organizations participate in with school board members and the district. They'll do it through some kind of community event and get to know those people in those organizations. And finally, feel free to make an appointment with the superintendent. Who best knows the district, right? And the superintendent. And I think some people are very shy about making an appointment with the superintendent, but superintendents are always welcome meeting with potential school board members.
I think it's really fantastic. Are there certain professions that are really welcomed within a school board that can be super helpful for what you need to get done?
Well, you know, over the years that I have served, I've never served with anyone else who has been an educator such as myself. So I've served with people who are engineers, attorneys, just from all walks of lobbyists, you know, just from all walks of life. And I think one of the benefits of having people from different backgrounds, from different professions, is that they bring different skill sets. And it's important, you know, that that school board members get to know, you know, understand that the skill sets. I've learned a lot from people who are not from education. Would I have liked to have another person on the board with an educational background, you know, in terms of my particular focus? Yes. But at the same time, I've learned a lot from others, and so I think it's important to have the diversity of thought, diversity of experience on the board.
Yeah, it sounds really great. Boy, we've learned a lot already, and we're going to have to talk more about this another time just to keep up on the idea of enriching the school boards and making them really well. Dr. Susan Heredia, the president of the California School Boards Association, thanks for all you're doing, and thanks in particular for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Ted, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it, and thank you to the listeners.